Southeast's summer tourist season could be bleak. That's the word from a number of experts addressing an industry conference in Ketchikan last week. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Tourists will still visit this summer, but there could be fewer than in recent years, and they're likely to spend less money, maybe a lot less money. Industry leaders detailed the situation at a conference on tourism in the new economy put on by the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau. Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association says research shows people plan to spend less money on vacations this year, and they plan to do it closer to home.
The bottom line is, for a variety of reasons, folks are looking at taking shorter haul destination trips, especially given what's going on with the economy right now. So instead of thinking about coming to Alaska or Europe, they're looking at, if they live in Minnesota, they're going to the Wisconsins and the Michigans.
Even cruise ship travelers are looking nearby. That means Alaska faces competition from expansion in the East Coast cruise market, and the more adventurous and well-heeled passengers have growing options worldwide.
10 new ships are coming online this year in this season, but none of them are coming to Alaska. There is no growth in Alaska in the cruise industry. There's actually a decline in 2009 and 2010.
Research shows travelers are hunting for bargains, and they're going to find them. Most cruise lines are already committed to this year's Alaska sailings, so they're offering deep discounts to fill their ships. Sportsman Cove Lodge owner Larry McCory says that will extend to tours and other purchases on shore.
There's going to be some heavy discounting in our industry, and not only does it affect bottom lines, but it affects the demographics of who comes to visit us, and they generally don't spend. They're bargain hunters, and they generally don't spend in other areas as they're passing through town.
Tour businesses hope higher spending patterns return once the economy recovers. Some estimate that could take two seasons. Industry impacts involve more than fewer cheaper visitors. Lodge owner McQuarrie says some tour businesses are having a hard time getting financing.
We're seeing still tight money. It's tough trying to borrow operating capital to get you through the year. I can tell you personally, I've been turned down twice for just a line of credit. And we have been in business a long time, and I'm imagining how other operators are being affected if we're having trouble getting money.
But it's not all bad news. Research shows tourists remain interested in Alaska. The Travel Industry Association's PEC says they're drawn by our scenery, our fishing, our wildlife, and our colorful characters, including our governor. But while people continue to be attracted to the state, they're not as ready to commit to a trip as they used to be.
The folks that responded said, yeah, we're coming, but we're not sure we're going to come, and we're going to wait and hold and look off. Okay? So again, for us, in a destination that's 5 months long, that's a little scary.
Tour operators and the statewide association are adding promotions and publicizing deals in hopes of attracting bargain-conscious travelers. Rick Erickson of Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska says he's not ready to write off the season.
Will the ships sail full? I'm hopeful that they will. Will the passengers have disposable income to spend in our communities, in our stores, on our tours, the high-end stuff? I'm optimistic that they will, but there are certain trends out there now that may not be the case.
While cruise bookings and tour sales are down, optimists say they're hoping for a late surge. Many travelers to Alaska are internet savvy, and they've been responding to at least some of the online sales. The next few months will show how much that has made a difference. In Ketchikan, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.